This is the Texas Oilfield Review with host Jason Spies.
Coming to you from the epicenter of energy, my name is Jason Spies, and this is the Texas Oilfield Review heard in the Crude Life Media Network. On today's episode, we talk with Ian Vasey, CEO and President of the Corpus Christi Regional Economic Development Corporation, about the energy activity happening down in Corpus Christi and the Gulf Coast region. In just a moment, part of our exclusive interview with Ian Vasey, CEO and President of the Corpus Christi Regional Economic Development Corporation, right here on the Texas Oilfield Review. Over the past few months, I've told you about how unbelievable Hatch coaching is. Well, don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Greg Tavine of Emerging Prairies has to say about Hatch coaching.
I got to watch him give a talk at TEDx Brookings, and I saw him come into his own where he shared uncomfortable things from his past in a way that created a teaching environment. And Eric's somebody that could easily lead with all he's accomplished, and it's a long list.
To find out more information about Hatch coaching or to have Eric Hatch come to your company or event, visit coachingwithhatch.com. That's coachingwithhatch.com. Welcome back to the Texas Oilfield Review, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and we are bringing you exclusive interviews from the heart of the shale revolution and the epicenter of energy. Up next, Ian Vasey, CEO and President of the Corpus Christi Regional Economic Development Corporation, about the energy activity happening down in Corpus Christi and the Gulf Coast region.
Thanks, Jason. Great to be back and talking with you. You know, we've had a busy year. In the last probably 5 years, we've had something like $50 billion worth of announced industrial projects, almost all in the related energy fields. And since we last talked, ExxonMobil decided that they're going to be moving forward with a major plastics facility, ethane cracker, which is about a $10 billion project, one of the largest in the industrial Gulf Coast. And so that's ExxonMobil and their partner SABIC, which is the Saudi Arabian Basic Industries Corporation. And they're going to be taking natural gas, building a lot of pipelines to bring in the ethane, and then essentially turn it into plastics. And they just started moving dirt a couple of weeks ago. So things are really starting to take off, and they're currently trying to, I just looked at the numbers on Friday, and they're currently looking to hire about 1,300 folks to work on the project for the construction side of it. And then they're starting to do their build up for the permanent jobs. And I think they hired the first 20-something folks already for the permanent jobs that are going into training. So there's so much activity in the midstream companies right now that are moving either condensates or distillates. We've got about half a dozen projects. Howard Energy's moving a project forward, Pin Oak, Rangeland, some of the other kind of larger, very aggressive Martin Midstream, Magellan.
To listen to the full-length interview with Ian Vasey, CEO and President of Corpus Christi Regional Economic Development Corporation, or to listen to other energy features, visit thecrudelife.com. The Texas Oilfield Review is also on social media. Check out our entire network. That is available at thecrudelife.com. Just click on the social media tab. From the staff of the Texas Oilfield Review, my name is Jason Spies, asking you to be happy, be safe, and keep it turning to the right.
The Texas Oilfield Review is sponsored by thecrudelife.com.